That is an option that has been put today forward by the medical profession through John Perry, who presented it in the last number of days to the Minister for Health, Dr. James Riley. And I believe that in the best interests of everybody living in County Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim, that it is the best option going forward. Maybe the 100 days in government was quite premature to expect that cancer services could have been restored within 14 weeks of a new government. But I do believe that more engagement is needed between the campaigners, between the doctors, with the Minister Perry, and indeed with the Health Minister and the Taoiseach.
The problem now, though, is you're asking campaigners to become involved in discussions. They can say back to you, we were given very specific and very clear commitments and guarantees in February. The government's reneged on that. How can we trust them now?
Well, that's the challenge for the government. It's a challenge for Dr. James Riley in particular. He's over the health portfolio. He did make commitments here in the south of the Donegal area in relation to Sligo Hospital, because the south of Donegal area is served very well by Sligo Hospital. And, you know, it's up to Minister Riley now and Minister Perry to convey a meeting between doctors and the Taoiseach and the campaigners and with public representatives like myself, you know, who fought hard and tooth and nail and did believe that these services, and I still believe that these services can be restored to an acceptable standard. And I do believe that the best option going forward is for Letterkenny Hospital and Sligo Hospital to work together to ensure that nobody is travelling and that we all support the radiotherapy service at Altmore Gelvin. Why not join Sligo and Letterkenny up? Let's have a meaningful time frame put in it. Let's have a proper plan.